Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and today I'm going to be talking with Captain Tim Gorman. Captain Gorman is an active duty in the U.S. Army, and that will explain why he'll be calling me sir all the time. He doesn't need to do that, but I understand that that's the way it is in the Army. So if you hear Tim addressing me as sir, that's why. So how are you doing this morning, Tim?
I'm doing good, sir. I appreciate you having me on the call, and you know, happy to be here.
Great. So you're stationed out in California?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm out here. I came out here to I was stationed out at Fort Irwin. I was a commander for 3 years with the 11th Armored Cavalry Regiment, and then I just took an assignment. My wife's family's out here, so I took another assignment in recruiting, the very, very challenging world of Army recruiting, looking for those individuals that wanted to enhance their life and at the same time serve their country. So I've been doing that for about a year now, and I got about another year left.
Great, great. And before you got into the recruiting side of things, what was your specialty?
It was communications. So I dealt with, we call it signal in the Army. Mm-hmm. I'm a signal officer. So I deal with computers, anything basically that runs with electronic type stuff, making sure that on the battlefield everyone can communicate across vast distances. But really, you know, when you're in a garrison type environment, the main thing was dealing with computers and stuff.
Gotcha, gotcha. And, you know, we probably don't think of it this way very often, but, you know, being in the Army or any branch of the military, it's like having a job. It's a much more obviously all-involving kind of job, but it's a job. It's got hours that you keep, and then you have your own time to do what you like to do want to do. And a lot of smart people, instead of wasting that free time, decide to learn a new business or start a sideline business, and that's what you've done.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And as we all know from our studies of internet marketing, that internet marketing basically boils down to two things. One is getting traffic to your websites, and then two is converting that traffic. And traffic really is sort of the I always think of it as the stream and the water wheel. You know, in the old days, water wheels were powered by flowing streams, and you built your water wheel next to a stream. You didn't build it out in the desert or in a mountain because there was no water. And traffic's sort of really the same thing for the internet business. Without traffic, you pretty much have nothing. On the other hand, if you have a good, abundant, reliable, inexpensive source of traffic, you've got a little engine there that can produce all kinds of good things. So you focused on traffic, and the area of traffic generation that you focused on sometimes goes by the name of article marketing.
That is correct.
Great. And let's talk a little bit about what article marketing is. I think a lot of people are familiar, for instance, with pay-per-click advertising. One of our faculty members, Perry Marshall, is an expert on that. People are also familiar with JVs, you know, where you would contact people who already have established reputations and big mailing lists and work with them to mail to their customers. So that's another model that people understand. Then there's all the search engine optimization, which is things that you do with your website to make it more appealing to search engines so you rank higher. Article marketing is one of those areas that I think not everybody is familiar with, and those who have heard of it may not really understand what it is or how powerful it is. And it's the power of article marketing that I want to talk with you today, Tim, because I think that's going to be the biggest benefit to people. One, to really understand that this is not a third-rate approach to generating traffic, and number two, that there is a systematic way to go about it to get the best results. So how did you stumble into article marketing as a way to generate traffic?
Well, if I can divulge real quick, I'll tell you how I got into internet marketing and
sure.
Where I progressed to get to where I did with article marketing. As you said, I'm in the military, and as a result of being in the military, we travel a lot throughout the world, and my wife, she has a lot of friends and family members that she likes to talk with. So as a result, now this is back in like 1998, our phone bill would be about $500 or $600 a month.
Whoa.
And, oh, yes, sir. So I got on the Internet, and I did some searching, and I was basically looking for, you know, cheap long distance. And I found a company that offered cheap long distance. It was Cognigen Networks. Not sure if you've heard of them or not. But they allowed you to sign up, and you could severely lower your, significantly lower your phone bill. Well, that was good for me. Didn't really want to spend $500 or $600 every month on my phone bill. But I also saw that you could become an affiliate for that company. So I investigated that a little bit, and I signed up to become an affiliate, and I became my first customer, lowered my phone bill, and that's really where I got my start with online marketing type stuff. Set up a website selling all sorts of communication products, which kind of went hand in hand with my military background anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good mix.
Great.
The reason I got into article marketing is because being in the military, we do work a lot of long hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's not uncommon for me to be up at 5:30, get ready to get on the road to go to my job now, and get home at 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have a lot of time if you're trying to pursue an online business. But I think that's an important point that I always try to, when I talk to people, let them know you can actually build a business on 2 or 3 hours a night, provided it's focused work. So basically, I had to find a means or a method of building my business that I could do it in 2 to 3 hours, and that it could still run automatically for me while I was at my day job. Pay-per-click is nice, but you do have to go in, you have to monitor your campaigns and stuff, and you can, if you don't do it properly, you could actually lose a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
So I did investigate that a little bit, didn't really like where I was going with that approach. I hung out in a forum of Dr. Andy Williams' forum there, and he talked a little bit about article marketing and stuff. So what I did, I basically built two sites, and I just started writing articles on, and I think one of the sites was an elliptical trainer website. And the other, which I know really, I know a little bit about fitness based on my military background, because we do try to stay in shape,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know anything about elliptical trainers. So I did a lot of research. I wrote a lot of articles, and I think the other website was on treadmills. And what I found is, as I wrote those articles and I submitted them to easingarticles.com, I was getting traffic back to my websites, and it was converting quite nicely. Conversion rates of 30%. Now I'm talking about using AdSense as my monetization model.
Got it. Okay.
So, a 30% conversion is nothing to sneeze at. And when you get I noticed as you write more articles, more and more traffic was coming. So eventually I built up to a third website, and a fourth, and a fifth, and I've had as many as 200 websites online. And one thing, if we have time in this call, I'll point out, that's probably not a good idea if you're trying to do article marketing to try to manage 200-plus websites, because that does get to be, unless you're going to outsource a lot of your article writing,
mm-hmm.
which I have progressed to the point now where I do have a lot of writers writing for me,
mm-hmm.
it's probably better to focus on maybe 10 or 15 websites and turn those into super powerhouses.
Gotcha.
I've had websites earning as much as $3,000 a month just from nothing but article marketing, but typically I get them around anywhere from $350 to $600 is what I can get a website if I really, really focus on it, and I'm, writing quality articles, and I'm using some of the tips and stuff that I'll talk about in this call, and that certainly will go over in the seminar.
Great, and this is largely AdSense revenue.
Yes, sir. Mostly AdSense revenue. I'm on. I use a lot of stuff from Commission Junction as well.
Okay.
Selling treadmills, vacuum cleaners, a lot of. I like to get in the insurance type industry.
Mm-hmm.
And in the financial industry, so I have like a debt relief site. I have a lot of insurance sites, and Commission Junction, you can find a lot of places that you can become an affiliate through them and sell those products, and they sell quite nicely.
Great. Well, I want to highlight some of the things that you've said so far, and then we'll go on from there.
Okay.
A lot of people think that they work long hours, but you just recounted some hours that are truly staggering, so it's not unusual for you to start at 5 and in the morning and be getting back, as you say, at 10 or 11 at night?
Yes, I'm usually back by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at the latest. And
okay.
I do have two young children, so sometimes I try to take a day or two. I get home to see them for 30, 40 minutes before they go to bed. And, of course, I have a wife, and she deserves some time as well.
Sure, sure.
But typically, my online marketing stuff, it won't start till 11 o'clock, and I may go from 11 to 2, or I go from, 10 to 1. It's not uncommon. There was a time period there for several months where I did really only get by on about 4 hours, maybe 5 hours sleep tops.
Okay.
But you'll find that as you're working on stuff that you enjoy, you're not really tired, and you wake up every day knowing that you've done something to improve your business, which, if you look at the long picture ahead, it's ultimately going to improve your life. You just kind of have to tough out, you know, those periods of time where you have to, you know, put the nose to the grindstone and tough it out a little bit.
I'm really glad you said that, because I think, you know, people cheat themselves sometimes when they don't make the sacrifice. That's the word you don't hear a lot in a lot of internet marketing education. But the reality is, usually at the beginning, and sometimes for a while, there's a tremendous amount of sacrifice, extra hours, maybe in your case, you know, less sleep than you would have liked to have.
Oh, yes, sir.
But if you're focused and you're working towards something and you're working towards it intelligently, it's really the best thing you can ever do for yourself. So you're at a point now, after doing this for a while, tell me a little bit about your income. You don't have to go into the exact numbers, but maybe relative to, let's say, the income you're getting from your military income compared to the income that you're now making independently. Are they equivalent? Is one more than the other?
Well, I've got 18 and a half years in the military, and I'm an officer. I was enlisted for 9 years. I went to officer candidate school and became an officer. So when you combine those two factors, the fact that I've got 18 and a half years in, and then I'm an officer, and then there's some other kickers that come into play because I had prior enlisted service. My military pay, and that's the free pay scale anybody can go look up on the internet. It's pretty significant. But I will tell you that my internet income has surpassed my military pay.
Okay, so great. So, and that's always our goal. I think for everybody who's getting started is to, and I do believe in starting this as a sideline. And we're very fortunate in that the internet marketing can be done as a sideline. It can be done as something in your spare hours. And one of your initial goals is to equal your income from your other income source.
Yes, sir.
And at that point, you have the option of saying, hey, well, you know what? I'm going to pursue internet marketing wholeheartedly now, or full force. Now, you're pretty close to a 20-year period there, so I imagine you're going to stick it out for the 20 years.
Oh, yes, sir. I have my intent is to retire on 1 February 2009, and you know, I'll probably serve my country for 20 years, just like my father and his father. They both served 20 plus years.
Oh, wow.
And fortunately, I've learned stuff from both of them, because they did not set themselves up, you know, to move on to bigger and better things when they retired. And that was another driving point of mine, is I wanted to be able to leave my military service and be able to take care of my family, meaning my immediate family, wife and two children, as well as my extended family, mother, father, brothers or sisters, you know, that sort of thing. And the internet has allowed me to do that. And you talk about surpassing your income. I remember initially when I was really starting to get into the article marketing stuff, I was happy if I made $5 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then gradually increased. Then my next goal was, okay, let's see if I can make, you know, $400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, you have certain bills I set aside, say it would be nice if I didn't have to worry about this bill anymore. And then it just kind of mushroomed from there. And what I found is, you know, once you have a system in place and you kind of know what you're doing, it's fairly easy to duplicate it. And you can almost sit here and say, I think I'll give myself a pay raise today by, you know, building perhaps this site. I've seen this site's making a little more money than another one. Maybe I'll focus more on it. And you can almost control how much you want to increase, you know, based on the time constraints and stuff like that. So I think it's a beautiful system.
Great, great. And yeah, I mean that's how it's done. Carving out that extra time, starting out with modest goals. I think that is initially modest goals makes so much sense. Sometimes I see, you know, promises and claims made about income, and on the one hand they're true. Once things are rolling, there really is no limit on income other than time and ingenuity. But when you're starting, you know, it's slow in the beginning, and you're building your foundations and you're building your expertise and your experience level, and it's okay. It's okay to start modest. It's okay to have as a goal $1 a day, you know, to start. And then the point that Tim just made is once you've got something in play, then it becomes very obvious, doesn't it, what you need to do to get more.
Yes, sir. It's almost as if you can look at this as a well that you go to get water from.
Okay.
Initially, when you go to pump that well, there's a lot of work involved, a lot of sweat, a lot of straining. But you'll find that once you get the pump started, a very gradual, every now and then a click on the handle, and it will allow the water to flow freely. And that's really where you start your internet business. And the thing that I really, really like about my article marketing stuff is, initially I was writing articles. It was to bring money in. And I kind of had to stay fairly focused and, writing articles to keep the income coming. And now, I've got well over 2,000 articles just at easingarticles.com alone. Mm-hmm. And, I can leave 2 and 3 weeks at a time, not touch a single thing on my system, and my income does not drop. It stays the same or in some cases increases. And, I would put that up against any other system out there. Pay-per-click, for example, I know there's a lot of fans of that and folks that are very, very good at that. They have they can significantly increase their income. But I don't know that you could leave for 3 weeks and not look at your pay-per-click campaigns. Well, I can leave for 2 or 3 weeks and not even look at a single – I don't even have to log on the Internet, and my income still stays there.
Yeah, there's a term that's used a lot on the Internet in terms of search engines called organic search. In other words, getting not paid rankings but natural rankings.
Yes, sir.
But that term organic, I think, is also applicable to what you're doing. In other words, you're not let's see, how would I put this? You are basically acting in a way that is internet friendly. I mean, we talk about search engine friendly for search engine optimization, but you're acting in a way that's internet friendly. And Dave Taylor, who's one of our faculty members and will be speaking at the system in April, who's been around forever, talks about this a lot too. And which is as follows: the internet basically was designed and continues to grow based on the sharing of useful information. So what you're doing by producing articles and publishing them strategically is you're actually adding real value to the Internet itself. And that happens to be translating, in your case, into people coming to your websites, and then you're able, because of that traffic, to convert that traffic to revenue. But the foundation of what you're doing is organic. In other words, you're not trying to trick the search engines. You're not trying to be smarter than somebody else who's bidding on a particular keyword. You're not engaged in that kind of a thing. If we take what you're doing and express it in the simplest manner possible, you're adding value to the Internet, and you're doing it in a systematic way that results in you generating revenue. So I can see why your system doesn't require a lot of management. I mean, there's production, obviously, to get those articles out there and posted, but how much management is there really once those articles are in place?
Really, there's not much. You send an article out there, and I mean, there's things you can do to increase the effectiveness of your articles. Like, I'll be honest with you, I don't really track my articles. I write an article. I have the keyword that I want to write it on. Either I write it or I outsource the writing. And, once I get the article back, I submit it to easingarticles.com, and I don't worry about it again. I mean, I go in and I check some stats, because if I see that a particular article is doing very well, then I might go and check and say, okay, I'm willing to bet that this article, based on the keyword title, the keyword-rich title, I'm willing to bet for that keyword phrase it's ranked number one in Google. And, sure enough, I'll go check in, with that phrase with and without quotes. And 9 times out of 10, it's usually in the top 5 on the Google search engine. So, I'm not a very sophisticated guy, and part of that is because I don't have a lot of time to sit down and analyze a lot of stuff. My main thing that I focus on is I get a lot of articles out there, and then how much income am I creating? And that, if I'm creating income and it's going up for a particular site, I know that it's working. Probably some stuff that I'll look at in the future, it's definitely once I retire, is a better tracking mechanism. If I do that, I'm confident that I can significantly increase what I'm already making. But, the amounts I'm making now are well beyond anything I ever originally imagined. So, it's as simple as you write articles and you post an article to article directories, and then you create new content for your website. And, you talked about, adding value, and that is really what it's all about. If you look at some of my earlier articles, they probably weren't the best, they're not Hemingway by any means, but they were significant enough to where somebody took an interest to read them, and they clicked on my link to come over to my website, and I have enough stuff on my website where if they read it, they get a little more information. And you hope that if you're, like, say, using AdSense as a monetization model, you're hoping that the person who is running the ad, they did their homework and they wrote a compelling enough ad that's on your website that they get the visitor to then click on that if that's your monetization model. You know, maybe if you're trying to do an affiliate sell, you might have to actually write up some copy on your website in order to entice them to go through, but you're still relying on, you know, on the back end that the merchant actually converts them into the sale.
And then somebody could also, if they had more time, and this would be a more involved process, they could say, well, I'm not going to send the traffic to AdSense or to an affiliate. I have my own products that I source, and I'm going to sell direct to people. I'm going to build a mailing list. And these are things that, for example, you haven't gotten to yet, again, because of your time constraints. But I imagine, were you to add those elements, were you to start building mailing lists from some of these traffic sources and build up a line of products, a logical line of products for a particular traffic source, that your revenue would probably, I would almost be guaranteed that it would go higher. But again, you've got very severe time constraints. And so within the time constraints you've got, you pretty much, sounds to me like you've optimized what you can do. Let's talk about something that you referred to a while back that I think is very important. You were talking about conversion rate on AdSense, and you mentioned a 30% conversion rate, which is awesome. I mean, you really you could do better, but if you get that high, you're doing pretty good. Do you find, and I know you haven't had a chance to test all kinds of different kinds of traffic, but have you heard people who do article marketing talk about the quality of the traffic? Because not all traffic is created equal. There's junk traffic that really doesn't yield any kind of conversion at all. I have to be honest, I'm guessing at this point because I'm not a student of article marketing yet, though I am looking forward to your session that's coming up at the system in April. I'm guessing that the quality of traffic people get from articles is probably about as good as it gets. Do you have any feedback on that from your colleagues?
Well, what I would say is that you can get a targeted prospect using article marketing. And, another thing that I don't really mess around with a whole lot is keywords. Now, keywords are very important because just like in pay-per-click, you know, you have certain keywords, and everybody likes to refer to, like, the long-tail keyword right now, the low-hanging fruit. Folks like to target those with their pay-per-click stuff. Well, that's what I like to target with my article marketing efforts. You know, I get those low-hanging fruit keyword phrases. And so when somebody goes searching on the Internet and they, you know, for that particular phrase, and then they come upon your article as the number one, whether it's on your website or if it's an EZine article that you've submitted, and they click on it, they've already kind of got in their mind that that's what they're looking for. The back-end piece is, though, with your AdSense, if that's what you're using again, and that's the model I have chose for specifically the reasons you mentioned, the time constraints. Now, I'm looking at branching out my own products this year, and I will be building a list, and probably a test that I'll run between now and when the seminar starts is how many names can I acquire on a list for a certain niche. Mm. And you know, just so that when I'm in there giving a seminar, I can say, hey, here's what I did with article marketing if you want to build a list of this size. And it's something I haven't done, and I've been personally waiting just until we start this call so I can run this test from here on out. But that's lived off on a tangent. But in regards to the conversion, what you'll find is you still have to have your AdSense ads set up in a manner on your website to entice people to click, meaning it probably doesn't do you any good to have your AdSense ads down at the bottom. Typically, I put mine up. They come to my website. They see – I always use graphics on my website, so they have a nice graphical piece that they see. They see a nice, keyword-rich, bolded title, and directly underneath that, I have my AdSense ads, and then my article usually starts underneath that. And, you know, I use the 336 times 280 AdSense box. I don't have a border around it. You know, the standard stuff. I keep them the blue keyword links. And what I found is other people that use article marketing, they can get the traffic there, excuse me, but they don't receive the conversion rates that I had received. And when I go back and I look at their website, because I try to help out, you know, anybody who reaches out to me, I really do try to help out because this whole business is about giving.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that, you know, as you help people, someday you might need something in return, and then you have like thousands of friends that you've helped who are willing to help you. But if you go back and you look at their website, you'll see that they didn't have their AdSense optimized correctly. So once they make those adjustments, they can generally increase their conversion because, the traffic is fairly targeted. I mean, somebody typed something in the search engine, and then they, clicked on your link based on your keyword title and maybe the description that was in there. Maybe you had a little favicon, one of those little icons off on the side that distinguished your listing on the search engine from everybody else's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, little tips like that to get them to your website. Now, once you get them there, it's up to, where you placed your AdSense and stuff. And I, once I found that I could get 30% conversion on with where I set my stuff, all my sites are pretty much set up the same way now.
Gotcha. So in your case, it's not just a matter of the traffic is, automatically converting. You've been experimenting with lots of different page layouts and AdSense layouts.
Initially, in the beginning, I did. And I've tried, there was a craze there for a while where folks would say, hey, have a background on the back of your AdSense, with these fancy pictures and stuff. And I even did that.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is if you did have, because not every site can perform, 30%. I mean, some actually I have that do much better than that. Some do a little bit lower. But by and large, the ones I focus on, they're around, 30%. But what I found is when you add an AdSense background or a background to your AdSense ads, if I already had a high-performing, site, it would actually lower the conversion. And then if I had it had to be a poorly performing site for it to increase any, but it wasn't significant enough to where I wanted to do the extra work to add the background. So I don't even mess with that stuff anymore.
Gotcha. Let's talk about the actual creation of the articles. You mentioned that it sounds like you craft a particular article in order to get traffic for a particular keyword or key phrase. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Well, again, I don't spend much time on keywords. If that's one of my main weaknesses, is I'm not a keyword guy. I don't know how to go in and mine keywords. What I do rely on is the outsourcing of that. So. And nowadays, really, any time you buy a product, a lot of times people provide the keywords anyway. I mean, I can do the rudimentary stuff where I take particular phrases, I shove them in Google with and without quotes. I can see how many people are competing for that. I can look at their websites. Okay, are they optimized enough? And but finding the keywords, that's something I don't really mess with. But once I have a keyword list, and there's plenty of folks you can get those from.
But can I ask you, I'm sorry to interrupt, let's talk about that because that might be news to some people. How would one get, for instance, a list of viable keywords? I'm sure it's product specific.
The keyword list that I really like, I like Dr. Andy Williams' stuff a lot, and he has these things called niche blueprints.
Niche blueprints,
and,
okay.
You pay amount of money, a small amount, I think it's like $50, and you get a blueprint. And what he does is he outlines thousands of keyword phrases, and a lot of them are the low-hanging fruit keyword phrases. And he does even better is that he'll tell you, okay, here's what I would set my main page for, here's what I would do my here's what I'd set my home page for, these are what I'd make my main pages for, and then the rest are like article pages. And, I bought his first blueprint, and I built a website off it, and it has done very well. And ever since then, I try to buy every single blueprint he releases. And he was releasing them once a month. Last month or two, I think he had to slow down a bit because he just re-released a new version of his software, and he was working on that. But if you get a chance to look up Dr. Andy Williams and his niche blueprints, that's one good source. Jim Morris over at Keyword Avalanche, he's got NicheBot, and one of the services they provide now for members of that forum is they give you keyword lists along with some articles that are kind of optimized for those keywords. So then you can take those articles and either rewrite them or outsource the rewriting. And there's a couple others that I'm a member of. I'm a member of PLRPro.com,
mm-hmm.
and again, they offer you keyword lists. So a year or 2 years ago, you could never find anybody to provide keyword list, and now, because a lot of people have realized, hey, that's an important part of, the foundation for a successful online business, so they provide those keyword lists for you. And then, I just go through, and some keywords obviously it'd be difficult to write an article, because just the way they have the words jumbled. somebody was searching one day and they put that particular phrase in, not sure why they would search that. But, you pick the ones that you think you can write articles on and you write them. And then you go back and I'll check an easy in articles.com and I'll say, okay, this particular phrase, you know, it's got 500 page views in a few days. Must be a good phrase. And then, the secret is you go back, maybe you write another article on that exact same keyword phrase and you submit that to other directories, or you use a different pen name and you can resubmit it to easyinarticles.com. So now you're competing against yourself, but really you're not, because you're sending them back to the same website, if that makes any sense.
Okay. Okay. So just one last bit about this, because I'm fascinated by this. So the lists that you get, I mean, how many would be in a list, for example? How many keywords would they provide?
Some of the lists are got 5,000 keywords.
Okay. And what criteria are they using? Are they keywords that get a lot of traffic? Are they keywords that are related to e-commerce?
They would be keywords that are, first, they're niche specific, so they're definitely on target on that. And they're sorted by the amount of searches that are done on that keyword and then the amount of competing websites. And so, I mean, it's easy to find keywords that, they may not receive a lot of searches. Like, say, you have a keyword that keyword phrase that maybe someone searches, it gets 10 searches a month, mm-hmm. but there's no competing websites. Well, I'll take that keyword phrase, I'll have an article made for it, and I'll submit that article, and then I'll also have a web page that I've made based on that keyword phrase. So my submitted article will point back to that particular page on my website, and generally I can get one or two spots in Google, my submitted article and in my own web page itself. And the beauty is when you have like 15 or 20 of those pages, that little, 10 searches a month, it suddenly becomes 100 searches a month coming to your website, which you can then, multiply it as you look out. And again, that's that low-hanging fruit. I mean, keywords are important. It's just something that I don't do myself. I outsource that piece. But most of my websites, I'll be honest with you, Ken, I don't receive a lot of traffic. Cumulatively, if you add all my websites up, I get a lot of traffic. But by and large, my websites, I'm happy with 200 or 300 visitors a day, because when you have the high conversions that I got, and then I do believe that I benefit from Google Smart Pricing, so my clicks they pay out quite nicely. So especially if you're looking at like a financial or an insurance type website. And, if you can get 3 clicks and it'll pay you $6, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I could certainly drive more traffic to that and increase that, but I'm a guy who likes to see what other websites do, so which was why I got up to that 200-plus websites. I've since changed that philosophy, and, I've talked about that at the seminar to help folks out because I did make some mistakes, and that's one of the things is, I don't know if we'll expand upon that in this call, but certainly at the seminar, article marketing, I've been doing it for several years now. What we can do is make sure people don't make the mistakes that I've made over the last 2 or 3 years so that they have a really, truly oiled machine that does nothing but produces traffic for them and increases their online income.
That's great. And, there has been a lot of, there was a lot of experimentation in internet marketing because it's still an extremely new business. I mean, if you look at various human activities, internet marketing has only been around for an eye blink. So none of us really have all the answers. None of us could have all the answers. And so there's been a lot of experimentation. There was a trend in the late 90s and early part of this decade to go for lots and lots and lots of websites and lots of websites, the idea being a little bit of income from many, many different sources is a good thing, and actually it is a good thing. But what I think you and other people, for instance, Meg Autry, Ken Giddens' daughter, is going to be talking about what she's learned also just recently, that it's more effective really to pick your targets more carefully and figure out, hey, which are the ones that are likely to give me the biggest bang for my buck, and let me pour my energy into those rather than working on a very broadly diversified portfolio of websites. So this is a trend in the industry that I think the smartest people in the industry are waking up to. And again, it goes with the fact that the internet, and Dave Taylor is going to talk about this, is based on quality information. That's what ultimately that's what thrives on the internet, and it's hard to provide quality information over a diffuse range of topics. You're better off just picking some ones and digging really deeply into them.
Well, you're right. And, you know, and the philosophy of thought that I was following when I did that, and again, when I say, like, you know, 200 plus websites, I don't mean the page generated websites. I'm talking about I actually went in, I built these sites, and, you know, I put quality content on there. So you can imagine that's some of these websites I wouldn't be able to touch for weeks at a time. I get the general shell built, meaning a home page, five main pages, a couple articles, and then I'd do some article submissions, and I'd let them kind of brew there so that they could, in the search engines, they could, you know, age a little bit. But the reason I had did that was because, you know, I'd heard the horror stories. If you have one or two or three websites you depend on most of your income from and those websites go down, mm-hmm. you know, it would be tragic to go through that. So I opted to say, well, let me scatter my eggs across a large number of websites. That way, if anyone doesn't perform on one particular day, like, for instance, if I had a wedding site and a golf site, you know, you can look and you can see there are certain times of the year your wedding site does better and there are certain times of the year your golf site does better. I kind of wanted to offset that a little bit, sort of like the stock market with dollar mm-hmm. cost averaging, mm-hmm. You know, something like to that effect. But the mistake I made was I had placed a lot of my stuff on the same server and I had registered my domain names. I didn't scatter any of that around. So, you know, I did have December, January, in February of this year, they haven't been real kind to me because I lost a lot of my websites due to some domain fiascos, which I probably don't want to go about right now mm-hmm. on the call. But so you really have to be careful. Even if you're going to do a large stream of websites, you need to not only, you know, if you're focused on different niche topics, you kind of need to register domain names at different areas and maybe have some servers scattered about so that if any one of those two goes down, you don't lose your whole income. And that I went through that, and that was kind of my epiphany where I said, you know what, maybe I need to reel it back in and focus on 10 or 15 sites that I know do quite well mm-hmm. and just build content for those. And at the same time, I do want to release some of my own products and stuff, and I want to start building some list, and I couldn't viably do that with 200 plus websites. So who knows, maybe it was a blessing in disguise that I lost a lot of these sites.
Gotcha. Now, in Tim's case, he is doing what I would call a pure play. He's right, at least currently, it's everything he does is on the internet in the sense that he's getting the traffic from the internet and he's converting it on the internet without touching product. But there are probably people listening on this call who already have businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They already know the area that they want to excel in, and they're looking for traffic.
Sure.
This is probably obvious, but you know, sometimes it pays to state the obvious. Your system would work very well for those people too.
Would work extremely well. And, you know, I'm a member of StomperNet over there, and there's a lot of people that already have, you know, online businesses where they have their own products, or, you know, they have a store that has, you know, thousands of products. And, you know, I look at those people and I'm amazed at what they do because I don't know how to build those type of stores. But in talking with them, I've come to realize that they're seeking out advice and guidance on how to get traffic to their, you know, particular products. Mm-hmm. And, article marketing is almost a brand new territory for a lot of them. And here's something that I've been working with for several years, you know, but I've been closed-minded to just doing my own monetization models. So it's kind of a good mix that I've met folks like that, because what I've been able to show them is, hey, you know, you can take articles and you can write an article about a particular product on your website and you know, you send the traffic to that, and it helps with deep linking, you know, provides backlinks, it gets, you know, drives traffic there, it's spidering activity, positions them as an authority for that particular product, and it has significantly increased, you know, people's ability to sell their products. And that was the one key piece they were missing. They had thousands of products, but they weren't finding an adequate way to promote them. And so the article marketing, I mean, and this is, you know, stuff that I hope to put out at the seminar, you know, start with the basics, why you should use article marketing, and then what makes a good article. And once you get that stuff out of the way, then you can start talking about, you know, 15 or 20 different ways where you can significantly increase your article marketing efforts to where it expands upon the ability to generate additional income. You know, I plan to show live websites there so that people can see websites that receive nothing but traffic from article marketing, you know, so they can kind of get an idea of what I've built.
And, you know, and I'm talking about sites that are receiving 30-plus percent conversion rates, you know, sites that make $700, $800 a month with very little maintenance. That's the stuff I'd like to show at the seminar so that when folks leave there, the ones that have sat through that presentation, they should be able to go back and create an effective article marketing campaign to increase their income.
Great. Great. So it sounds to me like people that come to the system 2007 are, and they, if they attend your session, just to do a recap, and I think you did a great one, but you may even be teaching more things than you realize sometimes. One thing you're going to be showing people is how to set your infrastructure up correctly. So in other words, you were talking earlier about domain names, making sure they're registered uniquely, making sure you're using a variety of hosts, not just one. That was something that sort of bit you in the ankle, and this has, believe me, it's bit a lot of us that we learn the hard way. Well, people that attend your session are going to learn how to set this stuff up right the first time. The other thing they're going to learn about is how to compose and create these articles for maximum impact in order to, you know, win high ranking for particular keywords. They're also going to learn how to deploy the articles, where to put them, how to combine an article that you put out in the article service, because there's a lot of these article services sites out there. How do you combine that with articles on your own website?
Yes, sir.
You also have we're not able to get into it on this call because it's going to be a long session, but you have a very particular way of deploying these articles that you've worked out over time that has proven to be successful.
Yes, sir. As you said, the session will be expected to be fast-paced, but not so fast-paced that people get lost. But it will be, there'll be a lot of good information in there. Something that I haven't talked about, I've mentioned to maybe one or two other people, and I don't know, maybe you've probably not heard this, but article arbitrage. You know, there's people talking about the AdSense arbitrage where you use pay-per-click, and you pay for, like, people 1 or 2 cents to get them to your site, and then they leave your site via AdSense, and you make 10 cents. So AdSense arbitrage. Well, there is something called article arbitrage. And that's one of my little secrets that I haven't really shared with anyone, and that'll be something that folks at the system seminar get their eyes open to, where you can have you can either create an article or you can have an article created for you, and you can submit it, and yes, it will bring traffic back to your website, but you can also submit it to a couple other areas where they pay you to receive the article while still getting you exposure. So in essence, you kind of create a system where you receive articles, quality articles, for fairly cheap, or in some cases, free.
Amazing, amazing. You know, on a final note, I want to let people know a lot of my listeners are familiar with the work of David Bullock. And David's probably best known for as being the person who brought the Taguchi multivariable testing system method to internet marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But David's actually into a whole lot of other things, and one of the businesses that David has is providing traffic for businesses. And he has found, and I hope you two guys will get a chance to compare notes, after all his research and all his study, he has found that article marketing is the absolute quickest, fastest, most affordable way to generate quality traffic to your websites if you know what you're doing. And Tim is going to be letting us in on the if you know what you're doing part. Just for everybody who may not be aware, we are doing our annual System Seminar Conference in Chicago, April 27th through 29th. This is something that we do every year. We've been calling it the System since 2002, but I've actually been putting on an annual event of one sort or another every year since 1994. We actually put on the very first Internet Marketing Conference ever held in San Francisco in 1994. So this is actually, 13 years, 40, something like that. And we've been calling it the System since 2002, so this is our fifth year under that banner. We have been fortunate to have trained hundreds of internet marketers over those years, many big names that you would be familiar with. If I were to recount them, actually got their start from scratch through our trainings. We've also enhanced the knowledge base of a lot of experienced people. We've helped people go from zero to building very substantial businesses. We've helped people with substantial businesses really understand the internet and learn how to harvest the value there. We attract a very wide range of people, but I think they share a common thread, which is that they all, hopefully, because we stress this hopefully in all of our calls, that this is a business. It's a profession. It's not a magic wand. It's a pretty good business as businesses go, but it does have its price in terms of needing to understand what you're doing. And what we do with the system is we bring together the best people that I've been able to find in all the different areas. We've got pay-per-click experts, organic search experts. We've just had our call with Tim on the subject of article marketing, using blogs for marketing, using eBay, not just to sell products but to generate traffic, using video to increase conversions. I could go on and on and on because we have 25 different workshops. We're unique in the internet marketing world in that we offer so much content at our events. You're able to custom design your own program. It's not one of these things where you go and have to listen to one speaker after another after another. You look at the guidebook and you figure out, okay, which sessions make the most sense for me. Sometimes people complain, God, there's so many good sessions, I don't know which one to choose. Well, choose one, and you can get the CDs at a very nominal price for the sessions that you don't make. So it's if you're trying to break into the business and you're really serious about it, I think this is the best place to come to see how the industry really works and to meet lots and lots of people that are really in it. If you are an industry player and you have not been to a system seminar, I am amazed that you've stayed away so long. You really should take care of that and see what internet education is like when it is done the way we do it. So for more information about the system seminar, please go to www.thesystemseminar.com. You can read about our philosophy. You can read about all the different speakers we have. You can listen to interviews like the one we just did with Tim. I hope you got some value out of this interview. I know I did. It increased my understanding and appreciation of the power of article marketing. This is how all of our interviews have been conducted, so there's definite value in them. If you can't come and join us in April, hey, that's fine. Not everybody can. But for goodness sake, take advantage of all these interviews. We've designed them so that you can take them and use them and make money for yourself right away. Tim pointed out earlier that there's a lot of profit to be had by just sharing what you know, and I certainly agree with him on that. Well, Captain Tim Gorman, I want to thank you so much for taking time from I know what is a very busy schedule and sharing the fruit of your hard work. We're very proud that you're going to be joining us in Chicago. I'm looking forward to meeting you personally, and good luck to you and your family, and keep up the good work.
Yes, sir, and I appreciate you having me on there, and I certainly look forward to helping everyone out there who wants to learn about article marketing and expanding their business using that method.
Great. We'll talk soon then. See you in Chicago.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye.